This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Just color commentary on the event.
Do you want to be a co-host, Marika? Is that what you're asking? Of the Head
no.
Gospels ceremony?
I don't.
All right.
Because I don't know how it's going. And I think that's what I'm trying to make clear. Like, I just don't. It's hard to understand with my knowledge of the Oscars how this event works. So I'm just like, I'm kind of almost the audience plant here. Like, I'm their way into understanding.
All right, here we go. The nominees for Best Original Podcast Idea are Dead Eyes, Keeping Records, Doughboys, and All Fantasy Everything. Who do we think it is? Should we place bets on this one? People usually do like an Oscar poll.
Can't hear anything if you're playing.
You can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Are you sharing sound?
Now you can hear.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Mike Comite or one of these fucking audio engineers to figure out how to get Loopback going on my new laptop, right? Because I tried to share the security settings that would allow it to basically create a MIDI device, right? Like I used to. But these new fucking M processors, I mean, it doesn't matter how fast they are. They won't let you fucking hack into...
Do pre-production during the show. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody gives a shit. Do it before we get started or don't do it at all. But this is not the time to sort of commiserate about what is or isn't working audio, video-wise.
Daddy,
we
chill.
Couldn't hear... All right, I did hear that one, actually.
Spring has sprung. I don't know what else to say. We're recording this on the spring solstice. It is a new season of dreams. And what are you guys looking forward to? What do you guys want to leave in winter?
Well, it's cold and rainy still, so it's hard for me to...
Yeah,
about.
I feel almost the opposite. Like it's been too warm.
Too warm, yeah.
Here, but I definitely want to leave in winter, like wetness.
Mm.
Tired of that. Tired of rain. Tired of sleet. Tired of snow.
Yeah, I meant like personally.
Oh, you know, I think just the internet in general. Kind of
want to leave the internet behind last winter.
Yeah.
For our audio only listeners, they wouldn't even know that Dane's on the show today because he hasn't said anything yet.
Well, you didn't introduce him.
Yeah.
You guys
anyone.
Felt very comfortable talking before I introduced your ass.
Yeah. Please
welcome to the show, Dane Cardiel.
How's it going?
It's really
good. Looking forward to my garden.
Yep.
We're doing some. Seed planting right now, so the lettuce and the onions and the bell peppers. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Would you say grow rice?
One of the hardest things to grow, right?
It's not.
Don't I need to flood like the ground for like
you
weeks?
No, you don't.
Then how do you grow rice, Marika?
You can grow rice in a pot, man.
We're going to fuck up some rice.
This has been stuck in my head all weekend.
Yeah,
like,
it really
all
has.
All week was stuck in my head. No, that's my dad's whole thing. He loves to tell people they can grow rice at home in a
that's
pot.
That's true. I remember that news segment. I thought
that's really nice when you make your parents' thing your thing.
Yeah.
And like thinking about like not being a parent, that's the one thing that I'm like sad about is like kids taking on my thing.
Absolutely. And just to go off that for a second, my mom was a second grade teacher. So if I could dumb things down for your guys' asses, let's all regroup. Let's all come to this with joy, because people don't want to hear animosity, right? I need to explain it to you like you are five.
Dane, what if your kids became Dodger fans just to
Amir, what if you shut the fuck up?
I want to hear the answer, though.
Me too.
No, I mean, I think I would do a good job to steer them away from that. Also, not living, they would probably become Mets fans or Yankees fans first.
You'd be okay with that, or you'd be like kind of disappointed?
No, I'd be okay with that, for sure.
You'd be okay with them being Yankee fans?
You just have to let them do their own thing, I think, at the end of the day.
You know, you're a fan try of your hands-off best. Parenting?
Yeah, I think so.
Me too. That's awesome.
I do feel like I wish my parents had instilled more like pop culture of their time knowledge. If I could have changed anything about my parents' parenting style,
then I think they did a pretty damn good job, if that's your biggest complaint, Mary.
No, I feel like all my friends are like, oh yeah, I love the Beatles because my mom loved the Beatles or something like that. And I know that my mom liked the Beatles, but she never like forced me to listen to them. So I like don't care. You know what I mean?
Are you okay?
No.
Of course.
Just kidding. I listen to reggae a lot in my dad's car. So I guess that helped.
Yeah. And what was your favorite? Was it?
I really liked the Buffalo Harmony Soul. House. Volume 2 CD. Just a compilation album of some of
reggae's greatest hits. Stephen Merchant, like it doesn't fucking matter at this point. Barbara Broccoli, cast a fucker. It doesn't matter Stephen if Merchant. They're a woman or a person of color. At this point, I'll take the whitest Brit you've got just so we have a name and I can stop doing this shit. Yeah. Stephen Merchant.
I'm gonna go Lucas Hedges.
Awful. Awful. Awful.
He just got cast in a...
Yeah, so he's busy.
No, not really. He just got cast in a play version of Brokeback Mountain.
I saw that. They're bringing it to the Next Generation.
Into the West End.
No way.
Play with music. I did buy tickets this morning. I've never been more excited about it.
Why doesn't Japan
life.
Have like an East End?
You know, I don't know.
Like Tokyo should have the other Broadway.
Korea has a lot of theater.
I've heard that.
Really?
No.
I've never seen Brokeback Mountain.
Me neither. And this will be my first time seeing it live on stage.
Dane and Amir, what are your guys' bonds of the week? Say them at the same time, please.
Alexander Draymond.
Sorry, I couldn't hear either of you.
Right. Because I did what you asked.
Dane, who did you say?
Alexander Draymond.
Who's that?
He plays Uhtred, son of Uhtred, in The Last Kingdom.
It's a good pick.
That'd be good.
And then, Amir, you said a sweaty white guy?
Austin Reeves, yeah.
Because Who's he had that? A good game last night?
Mm-hmm.
He's playing well.
He's playing really well.
Right.
Well, shut up.
Is this basketball...
Yeah.
Team?
We're waxing basketball. Chatting basketball.
That's my team names, my team name references that song.
Yeah, should we check in on the HeadGum Bracket Challenge?
Let's do it.
Sure. Tournament will be over by the time this comes out, though, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. Currently, I'm sitting in fourth.
It's pretty solid.
Knock on wood. My God. Speed Casers in first. I don't know who FDIC insured bracket is. That's you, Dane?
That's me.
Hell yeah. Nice. Dane's in second. Big winner Will in third, and big winner Jeff in fourth. Amir, you're in 12th, sitting shitty.
Well, I like to focus on max points possible going forward. And
which, by the way, is how this is
ranked. That puts me in, really.
Oh, wait, no, it's not. Should we?
Yeah, you did pretty good with max points. You're in first.
All I have to do is get everything else correctly going forward.
But actually, you kind of pick with your heart, though, more so than
I have UCLA going all the way. So in the future, if you guys are listening to this, you'll know how I did based on whether or not UCLA won the tournament.
And I had Houston going all the way in Houston.
Me too.
So Marika and I might win.
That'd be pretty cool.
Why did you guys like Houston to win?
I picked all of my teams based on one website that I don't remember the name of.
Based on streets in New York.
And in first, the University of Houston. My final four, the only one still in it is Houston. U of A. I had U of A and Houston in the championship, so that sucks.
Yeah, Arizona lost to Princeton, those fucking nerds, in the first round. Can you believe that? They're already smart, and now they're just beating nationally ranked basketball powerhouses.
Well, that's you have to assume U of A just didn't take it seriously enough, right? They were out partying the night before for sure.
It is a party school.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
It's known for their social events, Greek life, and general party atmosphere.
Didn't we learn that? Were you in the an Uber when we were in Scottsdale? Because that's where it is, right? I feel like our Uber driver told us that exact information.
Oh, really? I think it's in Tucson. But yeah, it's all just around there.
I got deja vu for some reason.
Deja Tucson.
Nice.
What are you saying?
Is that real? That's not real.
There's no way.
Sorry, that really threw me.
What? As if you don't fart all day during this show.
I don't.
Really?
You guys are familiar with FOMO, right?
Yeah.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah. What about JOMO?
The joy of missing out.
That's actually really cool if it was an acronym, but I was thinking it for like a boy's name.
The genes of missing on.
The genes of having them javed.
Is your shirt open all the way or does it button at the way, way, way bottom?
It buttons halfway down.
I see.
It's fine.
I'm going to France, so I'm starting to dress like I'm Parisian.
Yeah, they don't dress like that.
They don't dress like that, really. They have...
I was going to say, do you have, like, New Balances?
Yes.
Just, like, really? Okay, yeah, bring those.
Bring those for sure. What else? Let me know.
Just, like, jeans. I mean, definitely.
Jeans for sure. I'm wearing jeans, man.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't see them.
Couldn't
for all I knew,
ask.
You were laying down on a bed, as you're wont to do.
I'm sitting here. Sorry, Dan. I'm sitting here, ready to converse with you without conflict.
I love that. Yeah. That's big of you.
Sorry, one second.
Who do you think he's texting?
I kind of feel like he's bringing up the notes app.
Tag yourself, Xi and Putin. I think Amir's kind of a she.
She.
Let's get to some really important stuff. HDDD. How does Dane do? Please fill us in.
Me?
Dane!
How do I do? In what way?
A loud fart during that.
Dane, how does Dane do? What are some of your tenets, your principles, ways that you live by?
No, I don't have a lot, actually.
Really?
I feel like I had a lot of... I do still have some of this in, like, a work context, is, like, needing to, like, control things. And I'm trying to, like, let go of that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing an okay job. Yeah. My last job, it was really bad, and like my mental health was not good because of it. But I feel like we talked about some of our like year, what it, like year resolutions, and one of them was the pop-in.
Right. Have you been doing the pop-in?
I've done a couple pop-ins. I also had a dinner. I made a bunch of dinner last weekend. And it was probably the best meal I've ever made for like a vegan audience too, which was tough. A lot of constraints. Spicy potato flautas, basket tacos, avocado corn salad. It was really good.
Go off.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And I'm starving right now, so that sucks to hear.
What's a basket taco?
It is, you just fold the taco with some fillings. Mm-hmm. And
like a make your own situation?
It could be, yeah. And there's like some like chili red sauce on the like inside and the outside of it. So it's like more red looking.
Fun.
Dane, do you feel like they're getting what you're saying? Like, do you want me to go to bat for you? Because I will.
What's a basket taco? That's a great question.
How else does Dane do?
I don't journal, so I don't know these things about myself. I haven't really done a lot of self-reflection this year, to be honest. So
that's fair. I mean, where is the time? You know,
where's the time? Where's the motivation? More so, you know, like, why do any of this work?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Well, there's a tenet right there: is maybe care a little bit less about, you know, your job and adopt a little bit more of an Italiophile mindset.
A what?
See,
mindset?
My gas just comes out the other end.
Why is that any better?
It's a little less gross.
It's less funny.
What kind of mindset did you say?
An Italian mindset. Just in terms of like... See, you know, the thing with Europeans is they don't value work like Americans. And by the way, Americans don't even want to work. Did you guys know that?
We did.
So it's this weird juxtaposition where it's like Americans value work too much, but obviously they don't want to go to work. And it's hard to like, you know, no one wants to work anymore, basically, is the thing that I've started to hone in on being my reason why the world sucks. And Europe
is going to change that for you. Which is why you're going to Paris.
My whole deal is going to change. I mean, it already is. Look how French I look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that you want to take back with you from France?
Don't know much about the French you look.
Would you participate in any other protests? That could be fun.
Yeah, maybe I want to come back with a greater understanding of why
of like militant
just passed
activism.
This.
Yeah. You know?
I want to storm the barricade. I've never thought this, but today I woke up being like, Macron passe le bill. It's fucking on. Because I'm staying near the Bastille, which I feel fine saying.
You're not
going
to France. You're seeing a production of Les Mis in Long Beach.
Community theater. But I got an Airbnb.
Yeah.
A revolution. The hell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
What a flan, what a flan, what yeah. A mighty good flan. What a flan, what a flan, what a flan, what a mighty good flan. It's a mighty, mighty good flan. What a flan, what a flan, what a flan, what a mighty good flan. Eat it again now. What a flan, what a flan, what a flan, what a mighty good flan.
Rushing the beat for sure.
What was that? Such a weird rendition.
How can HeadGum become climate neutral?
That's so I'm headed to the flan now.
We have to move on. We have to move on. Do you want to talk about the flan song?
I want to talk about the song, but I do want to say that when you brought that cup.
Water, wet flan water all over the keyboard.
That's
my
syrup
God.
For sure.
That was so
that
thick.
Wet caramelized sugar.
That M1, M2 chip hates you.
Oh, he's pressing the soundboard as he cleans the keyboard.
On the new computer.
That's the new computer?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I was just trying to show you how viscous it is.
Yeah. So what I was trying to say was when you brought it over and you took a piece of it out of the pot, my first thought was that you were eating like gelatinous broth. That's the vibe it was giving.
Like steak fat. Because
I was like, this isn't vanilla pudding.
Was the background vocal like weird and offbeat, or was that just your singing?
No, he was rushing it for sure.
So the background was the actual from the song, but Jeff was singing it weird, or it was like a weird out of tune version of that song and he was singing to that beat?
The former.
Can't you guys ever just like take something I do at face value? Why do you have to like dissect its meaning and what I did to prepare for it or not?
Let's hear just the song part.
What a mighty good flan.
Yeah, so this is correct.
Yeah.
The mighty, mighty good flan. What a flan, what a flan, what a flan. What a mighty good flan.
How much was that flan?
$3, I think. I don't know. $5. I didn't look at the itemized receipt. I just was at Gelson's last night and I bought it.
Yeah.
Single or it's like a 6-pack?
4-pack.
Three more flames?
Yeah. And honestly, it's not bad. It looks grosser than it is.
Three more in Flanagan's.
Nice.
Yeah. Real Monday energy to this episode.
I think it's going fine.
What the hell is that? What's happening? What is it? What are you doing? Why? Is that your dog?
No, this is not my dog.
It's a tag.
It's a tag.
Is that your dog?
This is not my dog. This is a tag. Ask again if you think this is my dog.
I didn't see it like that. I just saw this kind of dark blackish gray looking thing near the camera. And the last time that happened to me, it was a cat I was fostering.
Great episode for the audio only listeners, for sure.
Yeah.
Amir's holding a tag and I asked him if it was his dog. Listen, how long have we been, Marika, you and I, mostly you, host the Pit Wall, an F1 podcast for casual fans, right?
Sure.
Can you answer in like a strong affirmative?
Yes. I am one of the hosts that has been on it more than you have.
Very fun show if you like Formula One. I think there's a lot of good puns, good banter. There was a whole bit the other week about who is Zaddy and who is Zun. I just think Casey's saying if blank is Zaddy, Lance Stroll is Zun.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, a lot of quippy one-liners. But, you know, we have a lot of room to grow and improve because the show is still pretty young and we aren't always weekly. I think now we're weekly, but last season we weren't. So I just thought that we could listen to a little bit of last week's episode and try and get your guys' feedback and notes. Does that make sense?
Sure. You weren't on this episode.
Right, which is why I'm like, you know, there's no conflict of interest there because I wasn't on it, so I'll be objective.
Right, so it's just kind of like a bombardment of me.
We're gonna fuck up some rice. All right, here we go.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Good so far.
Yeah, that's normal.
Great theme song.
Casey made that.
Yeah. Sort of 80s sci-fi.
Vroom, vroom. Beep, beep.
Wow. Love the energy from Casey.
To the pit wall.
This is my first episode back. Have all the intros been like this?
No.
In
the
a
answer
way?
Is no.
Yes.
And then Marika also lies to the listener's face. Sorry, can we stop right there? Can we stop right there?
You have the power to.
Marika, I feel like people come to podcasts for honesty. Would you disagree?
Mm-hmm. Depends on the podcast. I was wondering which one
you got me there. You got me there.
It has been the same.
Damn. I love it. The new Casey.
Yeah.
Trying to open up the show with a lot of energy, trying to scare people when they come back onto the record. So far, so good. Welcome to the Pit Wall, everybody. This is a Formula One podcast for casual fans. I'm the Pit Wall principal, the podcast principal.
Can I just... Jake's not here, but can I give Jake a note?
Sure.
He's not speaking with the gravitas of somebody who's been in podcasting for almost a decade, right? Like, he sounds nervous to be on the show.
Maybe he was.
Right, and I'm just like, yeah. Amir, can you call Jake?
Call him out?
Call him right now.
No, and say what?
And just put him on speaker and then let him hear me say.
Why don't you call him? You have his number, and then you could speak directly to him. If I called him, how would he hear you?
You could put the microphone up to the fucking earphones. What is weird about this request? Right?
It seems like there's a middleman here. You could just call him directly.
All right. He's not going to pick up my call. That's my thing. But yeah, let's just try.
Dane's taking a beat.
Dane's, and he's right too.
God, it's the worst episode ever.
Yeah, he blocked you for sure.
That might be do not disturb mode. Like
that didn't even ring once.
If you call again, it might penetrate the do not disturb shield.
Let's just keep going.
Casey Donahue, sorry, this is the first thing I'm doing all day today.
I am the pit wall.
Let's skip ahead for a minute.
Pit wall.
Because I was at Le Mans, and I.
All right, sorry, stopping. Is this a brag fest?
It's hard, like, to tell which is like last week's
the
week.
Real
yeah, it's like it's nearly impossible to decipher when the clip ends and you guys start talking in here.
All right, do you have a better idea of how to do this then? Because we have to do it.
It was a brag.
It is a brag. I don't know. Formula One's a braggadocious space, right? Forget race. Are you participating in that or?
I'm just trying to take advantage of as much as I can. So if I have an opportunity to brag about going to an esteemed race on the east side of France, I'm going to do it. Remember just watching highlights. How is this good?
Like Toto said in episode one.
Yeah.
Fine. You know what? Let's just skip ahead to the end of the episode and we'll see how we wrap things up and then we'll wrap the segment up.
I'm gonna sponsor Williams for $50,000. And
which one is it? Azerbaijan?
Sorry. I'm getting confused about if Marika's speaking or if it's the episode from last week.
I'm actually throwing my voice.
Meaning?
You know, like how ventriloquists do?
Because you could see her lips aren't moving.
Uh-huh.
It just froze, and I think it's for the better.
You're probably right.
Welcome to The Price of Sprite.
Huge.
You the Price is Right rules. Here's what we're gonna do, right? Where do you think most people consume Sprite? The gas station, right?
I don't know about that. I would have gone like
2 liter
McDonald's,
yeah, really? Restaurants or movies or something.
Bottled
the
Sprite.
Movies, bottled,
bottled Sprite, yeah, because you're talking about soda fountains, which is a different sort of economic model,
sure.
Yeah.
Like a 20-ounce bottle, a glass bottle? What are we talking?
Like, yeah, 20-ounce.
Okay.
I'm thinking, no, I think the driving force of the Sprite economy is a 2 liter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I'd agree with that.
So pizza places.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless they're doing Pepsi. But.
Well, in my head, and this whole segment was based around this, was that people mostly drink Sprite that they buy at a gas station.
Sure. I'll take that.
So what we're going to do is, Price is Right rules, I'm going to list out 5 different gas stations. You're going to say what you think the cost of a bottle of Sprite is there. And then I'm going to give them a call and cross-reference and get the actual answer.
Okay. Wait, so these are all in LA?
These are all in Los Angeles, California, yeah.
Great.
So there might be a little bit of a price difference, right? Let's start with, what's that?
20 ounce?
20 ounce. Yeah, 20 ounce. Whatever the normal one is, is that 20 ounces?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So here we go. 76. What do you guys got?
Which one?
What's that?
What area?
Hollywood.
219.
219. We've got 219 from Marika.
310.
310. Amir, what do you got?
279.
All right. Somewhere in the middle. Here we go. I'm calling them.
Hey, you've reached Jake.
Hi. I was just calling to see how much do you guys charge for a bottle of Sprite?
For what?
for a bottle of Sprite?
I don't know. I'm not the store guy. I'm the mechanic guy.
Okay. So should I just pop in then?
You want me to transfer to them? I can transfer to them.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's about two something.
Two something.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Dan, I'm sorry. You didn't get it.
That sales tax though is pushing me over.
Let's give it to Amir and Marika for guessing two something, which is what they said it was. So that's exactly right. taking things over to ExxonMobil. Here we go. Giving them a call. What do you guys think ExxonMobil charges for a bottle of Sprite?
Where?
In Hollywood.
$2.19.
$2.19.
And are we sure all of these have stores in them?
We are. Okay. Amir?
Go $2.79.
$2.79. Dane?
I'm sticking with $3.10.
$3.10. Hi, what do you guys charge for a bottle of Sprite in your Quick Mart?
Bottle of Sprite?
Yeah.
It's maybe $3 some.
Okay, thank you.
$2.84.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. $2.84, he said.
Wow.
That's going to give it to... Amir. What did you guys even say? Amir. Yeah, Amir got it closest.
I feel like that's plus tax.
That's with plus tax? That's just because you want to be more right. Shell? What are you guys thinking?
I mean, now I'm going to go $2.84. I don't think it's going to differ that much between gas station.
Dane, Amir?
$2.99.
And I also think you should clarify 20-ounce bottle.
20-ounce bottle. Dane?
$2.70.
$2.70. Hi, hey, what do you guys charge for your 20-ounce bottles of Sprite?
Sorry?
What do you guys charge for your bottles of Sprite in the Quick Mart? Like, how much is a bottle?
For the 20-ounce for the bottle of soda?
Yeah.
What kind of soda you need?
Oh, just a 20-ounce bottle of Sprite?
$2.69.
Okay, thank you so much. I think that was Marika, wasn't it?
Dane, no. You said $2.70.
$2.70. Dane is almost exactly correct. That's actually really impressive. Arco? What are you guys thinking? Come on, let's keep the energy high, right? I don't understand why. The energy.
Arco.
Never heard of that.
Arcos are great.
You don't have Arco?
No. But do you have Cumberland Farms?
No, but yeah, at least I'm not shocked at the notion of there being a regional gas station. You're like, I wasn't what are you talking about?
I wasn't shocked. You said it so weirdly that I couldn't hear what words you said.
Wow. You know what? I try my best to make a fun game for you guys to play on a Monday afternoon. All right? The price of Sprite. I think that's kind of fun. You guys are sitting at me.
Time.
Yeah, Marika's the only one smiling. Dane looks like he...
I'm having fun? What are you talking about?
All right. Amir looked like... yeah, whatever. I already... Yeah, this is fucked up.
Arco, let's do it.
Arco, let's do it. Amir, what's wrong?
Nothing. Just fucking call him. $2.59.
$2.59. Thank you. Dane?
$2.82.
$2.82. Marika?
Can you get them to actually scan it?
How so?
$2.72.
$2.72. All right. And a reminder, this is Arco.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Hi, I was just calling to see how much you charge for a 20-ounce bottle of Sprite.
That doesn't matter to leave a mess.
Give me a call
yeah,
back.
Say your phone number right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got him.
I forgot. I'm nervous that we're live anytime I'm about to die myself.
Traumatized.
Okay. Chevron, bring us home, right? We should say that who's in the lead here, right?
No idea.
I think
not
it's Marika.
Me.
It's not, I know.
I don't think I've gotten a single one.
That's true.
Chevron, I'm going to go fucking 219 again.
All right.
245.
Guys, the gas and fossil fuel industry is not thriving.
It honestly started a lot better than I thought it would. I thought no one was going to pick up the phone.
Well, but I think a mere one. But if that's incorrect, I'll fix it in post. Americans really are paying at the pump for Sprite.
Nice.
The hell is this? What is this? I try so hard to come up with new inventive segments that that's just like, oh, like Jesse or Paul McCartney, who said this shit?
You're
I was calling gas
segments.
Stations. Yes,
by the
it's
way,
bullshit.
The price of Sprite is basically who said this. Jesse or Paul McCartney bullshit. That's the same.
Vinny Thomas just tried to call me, but I think that he tried to call his cousin because he keeps doing that. Where he's like, oh, sorry, I meant to call my cousin Greg. Anyway, plugs. What do you guys got going on? What do you want to point the people to? Unless there's something else you want to do, because this was supposed to be a little bit longer than this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what everyone mixes Sprite with, like, if you were at like a Coke freestyle machine,
yeah,
what would your flavor of choice be?
I'm a raspberry iced tea kind of guy.
Yeah.
So not a Sprite.
I was gonna say tequila, but I don't think they provide that.
I mean, you know, at an AMC with the bar, it's highly possible.
I like the cherry derivatives.
Yeah.
And soda.
Taken to ordering Shirley Temples a lot recently.
That's fun. Which is what, grenadine and Sprite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pardon my French, but I think it'd be nice to have like a petri dish with one bit of spit from every lover I've ever had mixed into the Sprite.
What did you regionally call the drinks where you added all of the sodas?
A suicide.
Oh.
What was that called for you?
I don't know if I had a name for it.
We call them suicides.
Same.
I've heard that one. But
where the fuck did Amir go? This is literally about to be over in 5 minutes. Oh. I came up with a punch up for the Flan song.
Okay.
Actually, two. One is much shorter and worse. I'll start with that one. Flan, 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 flan.
Like the thong song?
Correct.
Nice.
And then this one I like a little bit more. Sorry, I'm going to try and find a karaoke song version of it because otherwise it's not going to work.
I like that you said you thought of a punch-up and then you were like, this is shorter and worse.
The flam! Have you had flam?
Truly, Jeff sent me a text like a few weeks ago that was a video of a thing of Reynolds wrap foil, and it was him picking up the foil and was like, what did you say? Have you used this?
The Reynolds wrap. Yeah. Have you used this?
It made me laugh so hard.
plugs. What do you guys got going on? I'll just plug my shit up top because I like to get the ball rolling. At Jeffrey James on Instagram. That's all I ask of you. And listen to the Pit Wall.
It's better than this made it seem.
Exactly, Rice. I kind of butchered the bitch. this comes out April 7th. So, yeah, I have nothing to plug.
Follow me at Murray Galon on Instagram, Twitter, and Letterboxd. Listen to the Pit Wall. Watch all of the HeadGum sketches that are coming out. Some new Jake and Amir's. Some new off days. Some new Jeffrey the Dumbass.
Some new Maybe Day in some... the Strife, we should say.
Oh, huge. Is Bad Riley coming back?
She's been back. You haven't been watching. If you haven't, she hasn't been back.
Well, she was there once. I meant her whole series that we started and posted one episode for.
I think there's like two of those coming, yeah.
Nice. We love that. So watch all those. Subscribe to HeadGum on TikTok and YouTube. That's it.
That was a lot.
What do you got?
You can follow me. you can follow me at Dane Cardiel at Instagram and Twitter. I think I'll have to plug Brad Hild, another HeadGum employee. Very good at D&D. He's a good dungeon master.
I've heard tell.
So shout out to him.
Hell yeah. Amir?
Yeah, the YouTube videos. Marika nailed it. YouTube.com/HeadGum. We're back.
We've been back for like a year.
Yeah.
So how long can you say we're back? It's like if I wished you a happy new year in March, what would you
say?
It
still surprises people.
That's true. That pesky pandemic sort of interrupted the whole workflow.
Yeah.
The whole expectations of once a week, every Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we like to end on like a button, like a joke.
Want to see the car that I bought, this model car. This was my I survived Jeff's 24-hour live stream a purchase for myself.
Meaning you survived watching it?
No. Producing.
Producing.
Doing a lot of production for it.
Doing a ton of work, for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Ultimately.
Yeah.
Ultimately, yeah. You know, I didn't stay up the full 24. It was more like 18, a break.
Yeah.
Another day, but.
Honestly.
But preceded
like,
by.
Sleeping a little bit is probably harder than not sleeping at
That's
all.
That's why I didn't sleep. That's why I didn't end up sleeping for that.
Yeah.
So Marika technically had it harder because like she was like toying with REM and then it was snatched away.
I'm constantly toying with REM as established by the text I sent at 3:30 a.m. The other day.
For sure.
Yeah.
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 Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.